His daughter's name is Elegant.
His son.
So close to 210.
Okay, page 208. We're not quite at 250 yet. Okay, so we talked about who leads the benching and the Birchas Balabayas. Right, I've mentioned this story before, but I'll mention it again. About the guy who was sent from Eretz Yisrael on a, we'll call it a secret mission, right? And he ends up in a town, and the guy, he tries to find a meal, and he gets invited by the rich guy. So they have a nice meal, and the rich guy says, "So what brings you to whatever city he was in?" He says, "I really can't say. I'm on a, secret mission." He says, "No, you can tell me. I said, look what all I did for you." He says, "Sorry, I can't tell you." Well, the rich guy got very incensed, and he threw the guy out of his house Friday night.
Fine.
Okay. So, now what is the guy thinking about? He's thinking, okay, he's benching outside on a park bench, right? He says, "Do I say the Birchas Balabayas? On the one hand, he fed me. On the other hand, he kicked me out of his house, right? So am I supposed to have Hakaras HaTov to such a person?"
Is this a Tisha B'Av story?
Well, unfortunately, there are stories like this. So the question is, what is the story with Birchas Balabayas? So, I think the consensus is that if he makes you bench outside, I think it was Rabbi Zilberstein or Rabbi Asher, one of them said that the Birchas Balabayas, so what do you say, Bai Yivarach, is Balabayas, right? Balabayas, he's on the park bench, right? There is no Balabayas, no bias anymore. Right. So the question is, what about if he says, okay, I'll let you bench, and then you're out on the street, right? So then there's the question. There was a machlokas between Zilberstein and Yashiv about that, right? The question is Hakaras HaTov, right? We had last week's parsha Al Tatzar as Moav, Vialtis Garbam, right? So, right, and in certain of these cases we have Hakaras HaTov, even though they cause all sorts of tzaras to us, but because of Rus or whatever, we have Hakaras HaTov for some other things. Mitzrayim, they hosted us not in the kindest fashion. So so he says, no, that may be, you don't have to attack them, but to actually show them some favoritism in Hakaras HaTov, maybe there's no meaning of Hakaras HaTov. Just, refrain from, beating them up. But Lamaisa, but in the house itself, Lamaisa, he got the food from them, so that's a machlokes. There they had a machlokas, whether you're supposed to say the Berachas Balabayas or not, right? Again, one said that that's not the situation where you're supposed to honor the Balabayas when his mom is kicking you out of his house for doing nothing wrong. Anyway, just a Berachas Balabayas story. In case you thought there's no such thing as a good story about Berachas Balabayas. Right? Okay. Anyway, Bayes.
Wait, so this was a Shiloh or was
not? Again, it's hard to know sometimes these shilas as to their after the fact questions, right? Because especially if it's a Friday night question, he's on a park bench. I think he's finding Rabbi Yashiv or Rabbi Zilberstein at the bench. But okay, but the question makes its way to the right people eventually because it's a good question. Okay, Beis Lo Yakdim Chacham Yisrael Kohen Am Aretz Levar Chafanov. So a Chacham Yisrael should not go before, right? A Kohen Am Aretz Levar Chafanov Derech Chok Mishpat Kahuna. Right, we'll see what that means, because he's a Kohen. But Lo Says Lo a Chacham Rishus Shevarachim Bekach Klum. Right, so the Chacham Yisrael, right, to a Kohen Am Aretz. Okay, we'll see about that case. The Kohen could give the Chacham Rishos. Aval Kohen Tamil Chacham Mitzvah like Dimash Mekidash Liftoch Rishon Levarach Rishon Vayin Losim Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yadal. Right now we saw this halacha before. Now let's see how Mishmar shapes this out, because that's not the Pashup shot here. So he says Lo Yaktim V'Yamrina B'Gemara Duhu B'Chal Masniyei Ahavai Mavas. Right, it says that Shemasni is the Torah Bnei HaAmon, right? Those who cause the masses to hate the Torah because they're Amaratzim. Shomer she'ena chashuva kol kach perosim shachacham shafal ne'aretz. Going to see the chacham being treated lesser than the kohen amaretz. Tavshu kohen malas haTorah gedola mimalas hakuna, right? So the Talmud chacham is supposed to go first. Now again, this lashon here, lo yaktim chacham yisrael lekohen. So it's not talking about a third party, right? The chacham yisrael is not allowed to let the kohen amaretz go before him. Right, he can't just derech chok mishum, meaning, okay, here we're at the table. Okay, who's a kohen? Right, you bench. Right, and I told you, I have this tiny every shal shid is here. You know, whenever my sax is here. So, you know, we'll see what level of talmud chacham the kohen has to be or could be. But for the most part, our kohanim and probably everybody else at the table is not going to be at that same level or even close. So therefore. Right, we'll see about that in a second. But right now, he says that the Kohen, the Talmud Chacham, if he's Mechabed the Amaretz, it makes it like a Bizyonos to his being a Talmud Chacham. Right? Because they're going to say, like, oh, this is the big Talmud Chacham, and he lets the Amaretz go first.
Amaretz Kohen, you're talking about, right?
Amaretz Kohen, right. So he says, Derech Chok, Ratzlom, Shemakdim, and they Mishbar Akuna. I mean, he says, oh, you're the Kohen, you get to go first. Right? That's not appropriate at all. But if he goes ahead and he gives him rishus, meaning the kohen only benches because the talmud chacham gives him permission to do so. That being a kohen, he would not be able to do it. So according to this. Right, so according to this, the Talmud Chacham could give him permission. And therefore, even if he's not a Kohen, to give Rishus Levarach. So you could argue and say that, okay, right, the Rabbi Sachs wants to go ahead and be Mechabed whoever he wants, right? But then why is he being Mechabed only the Kohen? He can be Mechabed anybody. And maybe there are other people that should be more worthy of the Kibbutz. So I keep on raising the question and... Eventually, we'll put the question to the rabbi. Yeah. Right, no, I asked the Shal Shudis guy.
Right. So it sounds like with Shandavki, he shouldn't give it to the Kohen.
Well,
he's like... He's
no, right, if the Kohen is getting it every single week, which is what happens by us...
The Talmud Chacham shouldn't even...
Right, should not do that, because that also looks like he's doing it because he's the Kohen.
Yeah, but by calling out saying that guy's a Talmud Chacham, you're sort of like casting aspersions upon everybody else.
So in some cases, not so complicated. If we're all sitting at a table, you know, with Rav Yashiv, and no one's going to say, "Oh, he's, you know, you're saying everybody else is not such a Talmud Chacham, right?" Not, no.
But I mean, other than Rabbi Sachs, I mean, if you got other people who are not, like not, the
so fine.
The
show, so that is, right. So
why did you ask him and you didn't ask me?
So Enochami. So at that point, you may have some issues, but if you do have a...
Do a rotation.
Right, you can do that. But if you have a Talmud Chacham there, so it's not so complicated.
So what are they doing? They have multiple coins. Some are more learned than others.
So...
Maybe people need to have rankings. Time.
What? So do you give the same... Do you give the guys more learned than the others?
Well, we only have usually one coin. Every so often there's two, and then the other one will get it, because he's not here that often, so he gets thrown into the mix.
Is that
Sam?
They do defer all the time.
What? Sam hasn't been around for a while. I'm not sure where Sam is. Then again, I don't know.
I think he went.
I mean, he does a lot of...
Robert Cron.
What?
I think he's going to Robert Cron, maybe.
Oh, could be.
Maybe he's away.
Well, he's been away for a long time. Okay. so then we said, Aval Kohen Talmud Chacham Mitzvah LaHakdima. But the Kohen Talmud Chacham, he should come first. He says, "V'hu'adin kishishneim einim chachamim." Or if you have two people that are not talmidei chachamim, right? You have two regular people, then the kohen goes first. Mitzvah lahakdima v'afilu me'talmud chacham gadol mimenu. Even if the talmud chacham is gadol mimenu, de'ena lav chiv l'chabdo machmas mitzvah v'kidashto, right? The talmud chacham is greater, but there's no mitzvah of being mechabed the kohen because the talmud chacham is greater. Mikol makom tov shi'aktim ha'kohen l'fonav. Kivin shu gam kein chacham ve osa kein humarach yam. Right, Mishmur says the same exact lashon back in Kuf Samach Zion. And Jimmy, what Gemara is this from? Don't go silent, Jimmy, when we have questions about Makairis.
Megillah.
Okay, good job. Right? So, what does the Gemara and Megillah talk about? The Gemara has a whole sugi about Meharach Tayamim, right? What did a person deserve long life? So he says that I always let the Kohen bench first. So the Gemara says, well, you're not allowed to do that. You're the Talmud Chacham. He's just I'm a Kohen. So the Gemara's conclusion is that what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that he was a Talmud Chacham also. May not have been as great as Rabbi Zeira, but he was a Talmud Chacham. And as being a Talmud Chacham, and it's close enough, right, to there's an Indian to be Mechaber, the Kohen also. And that's why the Mishmur says you get Arichas Yomim, because he says that's one of the reasons he was by Meharach the Yomim. Why did he get Arichas Yomim? Because he was Mechabe the Kohen. Right? So if you have that situation where you have a big Talmud Chacham, but you have a Kohen who is a fairly big Talmud Chacham, not as big, right? Then there's an need to let him go first. Okay. Liftoch Rishon, because you're supposed to let the Kohen go first. The Kriya said Torah Levarach Rishon Besuda, right, by Aliyah, so that we know. Levarach Rishon Besuda Berachas Hamotzi, right, you should make Hamotzi first. Berachas Hamazon, right, bench. Chain Lahotzi Bekiddush. The Vikidashto, Hu Lachol Dover Shepikdusha, right, anything that's, right, again, Dover Shepikdusha is not so clear how that plays out, but okay. The Kasva Postum Lachol Levtoch Rishon Aliyah Zerosha Medaber Machol Kibbutz Am, Velidro Shtchila, right? So it's very fine. Mishpur is writing this. That Liftoch Rishon, I mean, he is the first one to speak at a public gathering. It wouldn't be a Shiva Yadaba Barosh, or if it's a parlor meeting or whatever, right? A meeting of. So that was at the Knesset Gedola. They asked the Chavetz Chaim to speak first. He said, no, someone else should speak first. And they said, but you're a Kohen. So, and he had no answer to that, right? Because all he did is they pulled to Mishpur and says, you see? You're supposed to go first. So he had no argument against the Mishabur. Right? So but that was Lamaisa that he, as much as he always demurred from being the Rosh and getting first or whatever, but he understood as a Kohen that was part of his kahuna. Okay, Vayimagan Ram Shemitzad Halimud Mivikidashto. Now, a lot of this stuff here is also at the end of, we have it by Kriya Satorah when it talks about the Aliyah. We have it at the end of Birchas Kohenim. Right? He says, Mikol Makim, a Kohen wrote to Lachla Kabbalah Achvachalzeh. Roshoi. Right? If he wants me to chabit somebody else, he's allowed to, right? You give him the honor and he says, no, I'd rather someone else do this. That's okay, except. Rak b'kriyas Torah, any yochel limchol, he cannot be mochel by kriyas Torah. Uchel elbusim kuf lamed hei mishaburus if cut and test, because that's because of Lorenzen's concern, right? Because that will lead to too much fighting, right? So we give the kohen first, and we don't have to worry about that aliyah. Okay, I'm reading b'gemara that kohen yitol mani yafa rishon ratzom shi'israel tzarach liten the kohen mani yafa rishon l'chol mesuben. If there are people that are seated, now maybe at a wedding there should be a Kohen table, right? So that they get first.
Why
is it Dover Shebekdusha? What? Again, that Lashon before that it's a Dover Shebekdusha is a little, what is any of these things? To bench, to make a motzi first?
It says
it uses the Lashon of a Kiddush though, but I don't know that
he...
Right, but I don't know that he means dover. It could just means not like a minion stuff, but it means anything that's, a mitzvah or a holy. Right, because here you get in the first portion. Right, people are sitting around, right, either at a stamasuda or some tzedakah thing, right, or they're getting food from the public funds. Low. Right. The other Rabbi Gemara called Nosin Eino Bechelik Yafe Eino Rosin Brach Leolam. Right. If the Kohen's in a partnership with someone else, he should not be the grubber to take first. But Tzarchin Lama Eino Tzarn Achshel Hakim Kohen Lechol Hanach Mili. Right. So why don't Kohanim always get the treatment? Why is there a Kohen table? Why doesn't the waiters go around say, okay, any Kohanim at this table, right, that he should go ahead and make sure he gives him first, right? So that's the Magen Avraham Mishmar Limto Ketzas Tam LeMinik. He tries to find some basis for this minik, that we're not so makbid on some of these things, right? So he does bring down that it's maybe because of Yichus, right? Who says the guy's a Kohen, right? You know, he wants to go Dochan, that's his business, but I should go ahead, be mechabit him, right? I don't know if he's really a Kohen, right? Okay, and then, okay, Tov l'haktim alevi gamkin l'Yisrael, im heim shavim b'chachma, b'rachas amazav ha-motzi, v'chem b'nesinus ha-tzedakah. So this is also an interesting statement. He says that the Levi should come first, right? If he's equal to, again, same deal as the Kohen, if he's a Talmud Chacham before another Talmud Chacham, right? When it comes to benching or hamotzi, or even giving tzedakah, right?
Is this not when there's a Kohen there?
No. Right, even though the example he gives, Hamakdim Nosob Kriya Gamkin Yisrael, right, it's right that it Pashas is not tied to the Kohen, right, that he just has some Chashivas, right. Okay, so, right, because remember, at the end of Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, we talked about this whole idea of, right, not using the Kohen for your personal needs. Right, so you just have to always have an awareness, but we've already saw before also that awareness is not necessarily necessary. Meaning, if I'm the Baal HaBayis, right? We didn't say here that the Baal HaBayis has to feed the Kohen first. Baal HaBayis can take first, give whatever he wants first, right? We're talking at public events where you know, there's no per se Baal HaBayis, you know, determining who does what. So even a wedding, so there's a Baal HaBayis, the guy's paying for it, but he's not dictating who's getting served first. Right, the people getting served first is some wedding hall protocol that if you're at certain tables, they always tell you, you know, put the family over closer here or there, whatever. So they always, you know, serve the family first. And not that they identify who the family is, right? But, okay, they know when the table set up, so that's where the family usually is, right? But it's totally random. And, right, but we don't, you know, pay any attention. So that's where the Kohen should get the... should get some special treatment. Okay. Gimel, Mishinos and Lo Levarach Veinam Avarach Mekatzer Yomav. Someone who is asked to lead the benching and he chooses not to, right, he shortens his life. And he says, Yudalit, Shinos and Lo Levarach, Ratzlam, Areach, Shinos and Lo Levarach, Brech Zomazon, Veinam Avarach Mekatzer Yomav. He's told to do, lead the benching and he opts out. Mishum de Bedin, Shareach, Mavarach, Mavarach, Labalabai, Sachanal. Right, now again, this is the same deal. This is talking about the guys doing the benching for everybody. He's not just doing it for the Rabbi Sain of Arech and, you know, saying the first brach out loud, everybody can say it with him. He's doing the whole benching, and therefore he's the only one who's going to be doing the Berachas Oreach. And he says, right, and that which it says, right, he's Zera Avram, it says, those who bless you will be blessed. And the opposite is true. Those who don't bless you will not be blessed. Right? So the person who chooses not to bless the Baal HaBayis, right, he will not be blessed. And if you look at Yadalit, he says, as we keep on saying, right. So again, the minig is today, everyone says it anyway, right? Everyone's giving the Baal HaBayis a bracha. And again, I can't stress enough that there's no inyan of only the person who's doing the Rabba sign of Arech part as inyan say the Berachas Baal HaBayis. Everybody is obligated, if they are an Orech, everybody's obligated to say the Berachas Baal HaBayis. Okay. And he says,
so would that temper this?
It will temper if you do say the Berachas Baal HaBayis, right? Either again, which lashon does he use? He doesn't use the, you know, the Gemara lashon that we had yesterday, right? Which is Yiratzon Shlo Yevo Shlo Yikalim, right? He references here that if you go ahead, everyone says Arachmi Varachas Balabayas. Now, this may have even been in the case where everybody was, one guy was benching for everybody. Because that one guy may have stopped after Le'alom Ayichas Serenu, and then all the other stuff everyone said themselves. Right? All the, you know, all the Harachamans, including the Arachmi Varachas Balabayas. So therefore, even if one guy was leading the benching, right, and he demurred, but if the minig was that everybody still said those things at the end, and he was going to say his Berachas Balabayas also, so maybe he eliminates that curse. Right? So Bisman is that again. So you would get the curse if you don't say the Berachas Balabayas. Now, it happens to be, so people who don't eat out a lot, so, okay, hopefully they remember when they do. People who do eat out a lot, right, they have a very big achrayus to make sure they say it.
Better in yeshiva.
And we saw yesterday in yeshivas, there's machlokas whether you have to say.
Yeah,
in your case, it certainly would be Leiby. Right? We said yesterday that the.
What is that?
What?
What? Who?
Is it the
guy who's in charge of.
Yeah, he's not running, he's busy with everything.
Right.
It's his money, or it's.
He gets a lot of money.
He gets a lot of money, and he fundraises, right? So we said yesterday, so Rabbi Yashiv held that since there is no real balabayas, right? Meaning that's doing the funding, you don't say the brech sarech, or the Rintin Abashol says the balabayas is the balasuda, right? You say balasuda, whoever's providing it, whichever person donated that meal, right? So.
And in another house, home.
So again, it seems that the minig is not for the family to say it, right? But
be married, he would be in there.
Right. But what's important is because you know, you get a lot of benchers, right? You sit down at a table and they drop down a lot of benchers. Not every bencher has the Berachas Balabayas in there. The newer ones all do, but the older ones don't. So when you pick up benchers, I remember it was at whose house? Maybe it was at Dobbs's house. I'm going through the bencher, and I put one down, go to another one. I went like 5 minutes, go like, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for a bencher that's kosher.
It has a short version.
Yeah, that's right. But and sometimes you can go through 5, 6, 7 benchers before you find, especially if it's an older person, who all their benchers are from the 60s and 70s, right? You're not going to have the Berachas Balabayas. Right. Okay. Venirli shirotzom shibaloza and garim klola. Right. That.
Where are we?
Oh no. Excuse me. Because of a mug of rum. Right. Because of a mug of rum. The end of gimel. The dafka kishemivarach ala kos. Those are chiv ala reich levarachs balabayas. Right. Now, what does that mean? Right. Because he says that the only on the coast. Venirli shirotzom shibaloza and garim klola. Abol bevadi nachal adam litchas mitzvah boliado. Right, so there's no coast. Now, the question is, look at Tezvav and the Sharatzion. Any of them in nine little mug and have rum should below coast, Shemavarch and Einachiv Lavarch as a Balabais. Where do you get this? If you're not benching on the coast, and that's what saves everybody, because most people with three people don't bench on a coast. So, where does he get this idea that you don't have an obligation to do that? He says, Vulai da mug and have rum. That the Gemara says you give someone a kos, he's supposed to bench and say the Berachas Balabayas. Right? Now, that doesn't mean if someone gives you, right, just means that the klala doesn't come, right, if you don't get a kos. Right? Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah does not dispute that. He does quote the Mug of Rum, he doesn't leave his Tzarki and Gadol, how could that be? He questions it, he gives you his answer, right? So that may be what protects people from actually getting the klala. But mistama, if you do bless the guy, right, even if you don't have a kos, then avaracha mavarachaka, you still get the bracha. And he says, right?
Is that maybe why people who aren't violating the benching don't do it?
Yeah, is that the reason? If we lived in a world where everybody benched on a kos, then maybe. But, okay, so I'll just bring down what he says over here.
I'm just cold.
Right? So he says...
You didn't do it because of COVID?
No, getting ready to leave.
Right, so he's so first he quotes over here the someone who says that alakos doesn't, he doesn't really mean alakos, but then I don't know what else he means, because that's, what else is he saying otherwise? Right, because all he says here is dafka shemavarchan alakos. So it's got to be dafka shemavarchan, does chival areich levarchas baal bayis, so that would make sense, but okay, I don't understand that. And then he quotes Rabbi Scheinberg, he says that only by kos there are chalos for the bracha, because we only say shira on wine, and that causes arichas yomim for the balabayas. V'chein kishinim na mizareo nenesh b'kitzer yomim. Okay, that again, it's still seems to be pretty dachuk.
But that's just Mishnah Berurah.
What?
This kind of Shlomo is pshat shem Mishnah Berurah.
Is
shtem is Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't see. Yeah, well, he says that. Yeah, he says that the Magen Avraham didn't mean whatever. Whatever's written here is not what he intended. So. Whatever. That may justify some of the practices that people have. But, okay, it's a big chiddush. I wonder what the Aruch HaShulchan says on that, because I'm sure he weighs in on that. Okay, Dal. Tzarech lachzor shidin lo koshal bracha levarach. Right, a person should try to get the koshal bracha. So he says, Tesho shehu ha-mezamein u-motzi acher midei chavasan. Right, he's the mezamein. To promote the others, not to be the respondee, or the responder.
You're talking about real
brachasimazon. Yeah, yeah. Sha'av sha'ashmeh ka'ona ve'ona amen k'motzi brach mefiv. Even though you answer amen, it's like you said it yourself. There is more reward and benefit to the mevarach. Right, I do want to say we had a situation yesterday at the bar mitzvah where the kid made the bench down a coast. Right, okay, fine, he drank the kos, so that's not so troubling. And someone wanted to drink from the kos afterwards, koshal bracha.
He's saying he can do it because of
the
bracha?
He can do it because it's still shayach to the suda. Right, even though you could argue maybe it's not, but okay, I can
and
see.
And again, we're calling that now suda's mitzvah bar
mitzvah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We came to that realization.
Well, there was a siyum.
Ah,
there was a siyum. Yeah, whatever. I walked in there and I went to the, I said, you making a siyum? He says, yeah, so. The father was listening to this and said to the father, I said, I just need to know what the heter or why I'm eating meat tonight. You know, or what's my heter? So, right.
Locked the doors afterwards where I was not there to see him.
Right, so he had to see him and whatever. But Shmuel Kamenetsky says that Bo Bayom is okay, but not Bo Bayom maybe not be okay, whatever.
What?
Eating meat during a bar mitzvah.
Oh.
But in any case. Yeah. But in any case.
Yeah.
The, even
was a seam.
Even elevated.
Yeah, but when we discussed the
CMR stuff. No, that's first of all, depending on when or what. This is a real, you know, but the person wanted to drink afterwards, right? So is there a heter for that? So Pashto is not, but I did see a one sefer that he says that all those who want to drink from the kosher broth is also okay. But okay.
You read the letter? I missed it.
But nearly?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You wanted to drink from the coast of Bracha because you wanted to have wine during the 9 days or grape juice, or you just wanted to drink because of the cup of the kid?
Because people are into kosher brachas.
Schools,
yeah. Okay, let's start Reish Beis. We finished Birchas Hamazon. We are now up to Birchas Peres Ha'ilon, Avo Yud Chasifim. We're going to be like, you know, I think of all the Chaliks in Mishnah Berurah, Chalik Beis is my favorite because it really is it really covers so many different topics and so many lemaisa practical topics all across the board, starting from duchening, the end of davening, and kriyas haTorah. Right, basic nes is a little not so much, but then you know, tilos yadayim, hamotzi, benching, right, bracha. So all maisim b'chol yom. Okay, he says v'al kol peres ha'ilim mevarach b'tchila bar pri eitz. Right, anything that grows on a tree, you make a bar per eight. So you'd say to yourself, wow, that seems pretty simple halacha. Right, chutz me'ayayin, except for wine, shemavarach le'bar per agafen. Right, bein chai bein mevushel, whether it's undiluted or, you know, cooked wine. Bein shu also a konditon, whether it's mixed with spices and honey. Da'ayin shnozim bo devashu pilpulin. Hagah, v'im nizar v'yayin b'shechar azlin acha harov. And if it's mixed with beer, then you go after the rov, mevarach le'bar per agafen. The im ha Rav Sheichem Rav Rosh Hakel, right? So right away he's going into, you know, the exception, right? But we'll see. Bayer Priya Eitz, right? Lorenzen, what brachia? What is a strawberry?
Adama.
What, it grows on a tree? Doesn't grow on a tree?
No, because all berries are adama except for...
blueberries and blackberries and right, whatever.
That's why.
Right, it's all berries, right? and what about the papayas? Right?
I don't know any papayas.
I know, because it's a suffix on the bracha. I understand that.
That's right. What is even a papaya?
What?
That's the red orange thing that's like that comes in every 2% thing.
That's a papaya? Why? Well, is it because it's like a pineapple tree?
Okay, so let's go with pineapple, right? What bracha you make on a pineapple? Though you probably know what a pineapple looks like.
It goes straight on the floor.
It goes straight on the floor? It grows on a tree.
Pineapple's growing on a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. I saw it growing from the floor.
They start low down, but they
go to the center of the pineapple. You know the whole thing?
I was in Disney World and I thought I saw a pineapple growing. It was literally on the floor.
Yeah, well, no, the little pineapples. Little pineapples start there. But, okay, so anyway.
I'm very young.
Who took you to Disney World?
Way back.
With who? You and Shani?
Me, Shani, and Nachum.
Really? Okay.
I'm not sure if Rami went.
Okay. Rami wouldn't have gone.
No, I'm saying he was like... just us three, all
right? Okay. Anyway, so let's just start. Birch Paris or Elon. Right? Bain b'shivas amin and bain shivas amin. It doesn't make a difference what the fruit is, whether it's a grape or whether it's an apple. And then the rest is halacha deals with wine. Wine is a very special fruit. It satisfies and it can puts people besimcha. So kavulo bracha b'fnei atzma. Right, we'll do one more about priagafen. Even if it's just juice that flows from the grape, even if you didn't trample on it, just you know the grape was sitting around in the sun, started leaking. Right, we will see that there, you know, again, there's a lot of cross-pollinization with brachas, and ultimately, you know, certain foods could have 5-6 brachas being covering it, right? So we'll see about that. Okay, tomorrow, soon 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock it is, Jimmy.
I stayed by your parents.
Okay.